Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The labor dispute at New England's largest newspaper, the Boston Globe, may be just beginning. Despite 2 months of pressure from the Boston Globe's owner, the New York Times Company, the largest union at the newspaper has rejected a package of concessions designed to save $10 million. The Boston Newspaper Guild, which represents about 700 news, advertising, and business workers at the Globe, wants to resume negotiations, but the Times Company says it has no choice but to follow through on its threat to cut Guild members' wages by 23%. To assess what's ahead for the Globe, we turn now to Professor Tom Cohan, who studies employment policy at MIT's Sloan School of Management. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start by talking about the Guild offer to resume negotiations, resume contract talks, to find another way to achieve the $10 million in savings the New York Times wants. Do you think there's much of a chance of that happening, these talks resuming?
Well, both parties really have an incentive to go back to the table. Given that the vote was so close, a 12-vote difference, it's clear there are many, many members of the Guild who want to go back to the table and get a deal. It's also clear that while the Globe can impose this 23% wage reduction, it's not certain that the National Labor Relations Board will approve that decision in the end. So both parties have enough uncertainty, and they have a potential now to structure a new arrangement that will actually work for them rather than just impose cuts that may be a slippery slope to ultimate demise.
But after the union rejection of the $10 million in contract rescissions, the Globe management used the term impasse in negotiations when it was talking about its view of the current situation. What do you think that phrase means, impasse in negotiations? What's it signal?
That's a technical term signaling to the National Labor Relations Board that they, in fact, have made their best and final offer, reached an impasse, had it rejected, and therefore now have the legal right to impose the wage cut. They will have to convince the National Labor Relations Board that they are, in fact, at an impasse. And the union has the burden of arguing that, no, they still are in negotiations and have room for negotiations.
The Guild says it might go to the National Labor Relations Board to file a complaint protesting the 23% wage cut that the Times says it's now going to impose. Does the union have much footing in that regard?
They can do that, but they would have to get the National Labor Relations Board to issue an injunction to prohibit the Globe from moving forward. That's a very, very difficult thing to achieve, and while it's not impossible, it's not probable.
What's the possibility this might turn into a protracted legal fight over contract concessions and wage cuts at the Globe?
In this case, the parties don't have the luxury of a protracted fight. My guess is that any protracted dispute will lead to the end of the Globe as we know it, or the fire sale of the Globe by the New York Times to some organization that will impose even worse terms on the workforce and leave the community with a much lower quality newspaper.
And what about working conditions inside the paper now, Professor? I imagine it might be kind of a difficult place to be.
Oh, it's awfully difficult to work through these kinds of situations. My hope and my expectation is that the parties will come to their senses. You can't run a professional organization with the kind of bitterness and adversarial climate that they now find themselves in. That's why getting back to the table, finding an accommodation that provides the financial relief that's necessary, but repositions the parties to work together to build a new Globe that will be sustainable. That's the challenge. That's what they have to do. That's what I suspect they will make an attempt to do over the next couple of days.
Professor Tom Cohan, professor of management at the Sloan School at MIT, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.